Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, the White House is quietly proposing a millionaire tax hike in Congress, facing opposition from GOP leaders. Second, President Biden reaffirms his commitment to Social Security amidst threats of cuts from former President Trump. Third, President Trump targets soaring Medicare prescription drug prices with a new executive order. Finally, China appoints a new top international trade negotiator as tariff tensions with the United States continue. White House quietly floats millionaire tax hike proposal in Congress as GOP leaders signal opposition. In an intriguing development, White House aides are discreetly discussing a proposal with House Republicans to increase the tax rate for individuals earning over $1 million to 40%. This move aims to offset the cost of eliminating taxes on overtime pay, tipped wages, and retirees' Social Security. However, the proposal has met with public opposition from GOP leaders, such as House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who have historically advocated for tax reductions. The proposal is still in preliminary stages, as aides gauge reactions among GOP lawmakers, though not all are aware of these discussions. The reaction has been mixed, with some lawmakers open to the idea but preferring a higher income threshold. This division highlights the internal struggle within the Republican Party as they attempt to advance President Trump's tax agenda through the budget reconciliation process, which allows for passage with a simple majority in the Senate. The implications of this proposal are significant, as it could put Democrats in a challenging position. Supporting the tax hike aligns with their long-standing push to tax the wealthy, yet it would also mean backing a Trump initiative. The outcome of this proposal could reflect broader shifts in public opinion and influence the political landscape, impacting both tax policy and party strategies as we move forward. In other news, President Biden has reiterated his stance on Social Security, calling it a sacred promise, in response to former President Trump's threats to cut the program. We'll discuss the potential impacts and public reactions in our next segment. Biden calls Social Security a sacred promise amid Trump's threats to cut program. Former President Joe Biden delivered a passionate speech in Chicago at the Advocates, Counselors and Representatives for the Disabled Conference, stressing the importance of Social Security as a sacred promise. Biden's remarks came on the heels of the Save Social Security National Day of Action, organized by Democrats to rally support against potential cuts from the Trump administration. Biden refrained from directly naming his successor, but criticized the administration's attempts to reduce Social Security benefits. He accused them of undermining the Social Security Administration's ability to serve the public effectively, suggesting these moves are part of a broader strategy to weaken the program. The backdrop to Biden's remarks includes Democrats launching digital advertisements targeting Republicans over proposed changes to Social Security, such as President Trump's directive to cease paper check payments. This move has been portrayed as a step towards dismantling the program. The debate over Social Security is crucial, as it affects approximately 73 million Americans who rely on these benefits after contributing throughout their working lives. Biden highlighted the personal impact of these potential cuts, painting a vivid picture of the needless pain and sleepless nights such measures could cause for beneficiaries. Biden's speech was marked by his personal anecdotes of growing up in a working-class family, underscoring his connection to the ordinary Americans who depend on Social Security. He challenged the administration's claims of rampant fraud within the program, pointing to evidence that fraud is minimal, with less than half of 1% of payments being improper. In response, President Trump signed a memo aimed at curtailing Social Security fraud, despite evidence suggesting that fraud is not widespread. The administration recently backed off a proposal to cut phone services for Social Security assistance, following backlash from advocacy groups like AARP, which argued that such cuts would create confusion and restrict access to benefits. As the political battle over Social Security continues, its implications are significant for both parties. For Democrats, preserving Social Security aligns with their commitment to protecting vulnerable populations. For Republicans, addressing perceived inefficiencies and fraud in the program is a way to appeal to fiscal conservatives. This ongoing debate could influence voter sentiment and shape the strategies of both parties as they navigate the upcoming elections. Next up, we'll explore President Trump's recent executive order targeting soaring Medicare prescription drug prices and its potential impact on healthcare costs and access. Soaring Medicare prescription drug prices targeted in Trump's new executive order. In a significant move, President Donald Trump has signed a new executive order aimed at combating the rising costs of prescription drugs under Medicare. The order instructs the Department of Health and Human Services, led by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., to standardize Medicare payments for prescription drugs, including those essential for cancer patients, regardless of where treatment is received. This initiative could potentially lower drug prices by as much as 60%, according to a White House fact sheet. The executive order also proposes aligning Medicare payments for certain prescription drugs with the prices hospitals pay, which could be up to 35% lower than current government expenditures. This move is expected to have a significant impact on lowering costs for patients, especially those with chronic conditions. Moreover, the order takes specific steps to reduce the prices of insulin and injectable epinephrine, essential medications for managing diabetes and severe allergic reactions. For low-income or uninsured patients, insulin prices could drop to as low as 3 cents, while epinephrine prices could be reduced to $15, with a small administrative fee added. The order also includes measures to help states lower drug prices by facilitating importation programs and enhancing Medicaid support for medications treating conditions like sickle cell disease. Additionally, it mandates the Department of Health and Human Services to seek feedback on the Medicare Drug Price Negotiation Program, which was authorized under the Inflation Reduction Act. The backdrop to this executive order is the steady increase in prescription drug prices, which rose over 15% from January 2022 to January 2023. With nearly half of these drugs experiencing price hikes that outpaced inflation, the executive order aims to address a pressing financial burden on American patients. While Trump's executive order seeks to mitigate healthcare costs, his administration's tariffs on Chinese imports could pose challenges. A survey by Black Book Research indicates that a majority of experts predict these tariffs will drive up prices for medical treatments and drugs. Nonetheless, Trump has hinted at potential reductions in tariffs affecting the pharmaceutical sector. As these developments unfold, the political implications are noteworthy. For Republicans, tackling high drug prices aligns with their fiscal responsibility narrative, while Democrats may find themselves grappling with how to respond to initiatives that could benefit constituents but originate from a politically contentious source. The outcome of these measures could influence voter sentiment and shape the political landscape heading into the upcoming elections. Next up, we'll discuss China's appointment of a new top international trade negotiator amid ongoing tariff tensions with the United States. China appoints new top international trade negotiator amid tariff tensions with the United States. In a strategic move, China has appointed Li Qinggang as its new top international trade negotiator, replacing Wang Shouwen. This change comes in the midst of escalating tariff tensions between the world's two largest economies. As tariffs continue to affect trade, China faces 145% taxes on its exports to the United States, while retaliating with 125% tariffs on American goods. Li Qinggang, previously China's ambassador to the World Trade Organization, brings extensive experience to this role. His background in negotiating China's accession to the World Trade Organization over 2 decades ago is seen as a valuable asset. Analysts suggest that his appointment signals China's intent to maintain a firm stance in trade negotiations, leveraging his pro-free trade reputation. The appointment coincides with China's announcement of a 5.4% economic growth rate in the first quarter of 2025, driven by strong exports. However, analysts forecast a slowdown as U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports take effect. Despite these challenges, China's leadership emphasizes the country's vast domestic market and its partnerships with Europe and the Global South as strategic buffers against U.S. pressure. The broader implications of this appointment are significant. It underscores China's commitment to assert its position in global trade, while also highlighting the ongoing economic rivalry with the United States. As both nations continue to impose tariffs, the global economic landscape remains tense, with potential ripple effects on supply chains and international markets. As these developments unfold, the political implications for the United States are considerable. Navigating this complex trade relationship will require careful diplomacy and strategic economic policies to protect American interests while addressing the challenges posed by China's economic strategies. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.